This is Ted Kennedy. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting survived the latest right-wing assault on public funding of the arts. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, you and your right-wing friends saddled up another pet hobby horse the other day and rode into battle. This time you charged off against the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, but it turned out to be a charge of the lightweight brigade. You couldn't make your reckless attack stick. Public broadcasting has been a major success, Al. It's made a significant contribution to society and our understanding of our history. It sets a high standard for commercial broadcasters. I know you're happy as a clam watching your Saturday morning cartoons, Al, but Americans by the millions know quality educational and cultural programs when they see and hear them. They like what public TV and public radio are doing. The people support the federal government's indispensable role, Al, and they don't want you right-wing budget cutters messing it up.
Oh, come on now, Ted. The worst cartoon is you trying to get Big Bird to chirp the big lie. For heaven's sakes, no one wants to eliminate public broadcasting, but every time you get excited about spending more money, it's somebody's duty to throw a bucket of water in your face and remind you that we have a $4 trillion debt. Ted, this is serious. You can't treat lightly an increase of $285 million for public television. The fact is, public TV has plenty of room for a freeze. The president of Children's Television Workshop makes $640,000 a year. Public TV is not wholly dependent on federal money. It receives generous contributions from private companies and also manages a multi-million-dollar investment portfolio. So don't worry, pal. No matter what happens, the Cookie Monster will still be right there as your dietary consultant for many years to come. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on state-sponsored gambling and sporting events. Tune in tomorrow on Mutual Broadcasting System.